Blog Talk Radio.
Something to eat and ended up getting on the phone and talking to people, and I just made it back just in time to get on the phone for y'all great folks. Tonight, topic is very different from what I usually would do. It's actually sports related, but in a different way. Ray Rice recently was given a suspension by the NFL. 2 games, he will not be allowed to play. This is as a result of an incident in Atlantic City some months ago involving his then-girlfriend, who is now his wife, and the league saw fit to suspend him for 2 games. That's 2 game checks, and also believe there's a deduction from technically his salary from last year. So the question is really tonight, was that okay? Was that enough? You know, and for the pundits who will be like, well, we didn't see everything from a video standpoint and everything. For me personally, when I see somebody unconsciously getting dragged out of an elevator and the other person is supposedly the person I'm supposed to care about, something wrong with that. And him being an athlete and then him being actually a starting running back for a Super Bowl winning team a few years ago, 2 games was light to me. 2 games was very light, and there's a lot of other people out there who believe that, have said it. Sometimes they said it in ways that didn't really kind of make sense, but the point of it is that where is the line drawn when it comes to people in power, people who are celebrities, people who are athletes, people who are musicians and whatnot, get to do anything that they want to do and get away with it, okay? And the other part of it is, of course, what people say, you know, the guy on ESPN, I call him the guy, he's Stephen A. Smith, in regards to how he said it and what he said, see, there's that 50-50 where you have to also remember, you know, everybody's a human being. And you have to look at it from the standpoint of everybody, well, really, nobody has a right to put their hands on anybody at the end of the day. If somebody's attacking you, you need to protect yourself. If that person happens to be a woman, you still kind of need to protect yourself. There's ways to do it, though, without borderline killing them. But just like the Wild Wild West, if someone was shooting at you, you're going to shoot back. You really going to let somebody just shoot you to death? No. Okay? Now, the problem comes in where you have people who just hit people for no reason. And when that comes to be a man hitting a woman for no reason, that there's a lot, of course, there's a lot of issues in that. And that's the one we're dealing with now. You know, again, we have the example of Jay-Z and Solange, but Jay-Z didn't retaliate, things of that nature. But then again, Solange, you know, she didn't have no knife or anything. See, if she had a knife, I think Jay-Z would have had all the right in the world to punch her out. She didn't have to hit him. She didn't have to do all that kind of stuff, right? You have to look at it like that. Why would you just let it be okay to just to do that to a man and not expect something to happen, okay? And then you got the flip side again, Chris Brown and Rihanna. There's a lot of girls out there still who blame Rihanna for getting beat up, but that's because they just want to date the guy. Why would you want to date someone like that? I don't know. But that's, you know, that's a whole other discussion, which that's what I want to hear. What do you think? Is there a line to be drawn? Is this giving a lot of people carte blanche, as I mentioned in some of my postings earlier today, to do anything they want? You know, Whoopi Goldberg says, and by the way, call in at 646-652-4479 if you want to talk about this subject. If you're listening in, thank you, but you really should call in. If you're a woman, if you've ever seen anything like this before, talk about it because this helps people. You know, why wouldn't you want to talk about it? Why would you be afraid to talk about it? It could help you. It could save somebody's life possibly, right? So call in. What I was saying about Whoopi Goldberg is that she said that in the end of the day, no woman has a right to put her hands on a man. No man has a right to put his hands on a woman. But when it comes to this self-defense, and you just got somebody just, you know, literally raining down on you, and you got to think about this. There's some women out there that are dangerous. You know, you got UFC people now, martial artists, all this kind of stuff. They know what they're doing. You just don't let someone wail on you. You know, if someone just attacks you just out of the blue, you're gonna retaliate. You have to. You know, you have a right to protect yourself. This is America still, okay? Now, I'm just going to say that. You know, this has never happened to me. I've never had a woman hit me or even attack me or anything like that. But if somebody just out of the blue, I'm just walking down the street going to Dairy Queen or something, and all of a sudden this woman just comes out of nowhere and starts beating on me, I'm going to hit her back. Sorry. You see what I'm saying? There's a big difference in that than me just walking down Dairy Queen and me picking out some woman randomly and just start beating her. You see what I'm saying? There's a big connotation in that. Or me being in a relationship with someone and all of a sudden I just start beating her out for no reason. You see what I'm saying? And again, I've always been, you know, I get upset sometimes when I hear how women have, you know, they're in relationships with people who have history of not being able to control themselves, and they go into that relationship knowing the history, and then something happens. You see, sometimes things are preventable. They are. They just are. You just say no. You walk to the next person. There's like billions of men on the earth. Why go to the one where you know there's history? And you always be like, well, you forgive them, and they'll get better, and treatment, and all that kind of stuff. You're playing with fire. You just are. It's the same thing with a man talking to a woman who has a history of doing things that are just not all that right. Why put yourself in that position when you have a history? It's visible. You know it. Whatever that history might be, if it's not to your liking, why would you go into that situation? It's just not necessary to put yourself through that. 646-652-4479. I would like to hear from someone, anybody, especially the people who I invited specifically for this particular show, to see what they have to say about this, because I believe this was an important subject. So I'm about to post that on Facebook and Twitter and my other pages real quick. I'm going to take a quick little break. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Tonight we are talking about domestic violence.
I'm not afraid to
Chris. I am TM Worldwide Radio. I'm back. Call in 646-652-4479. We are talking about domestic violence. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about Ray Rice's suspension from the NFL for 2 games. Someone earlier today mentioned that maybe the Baltimore Ravens themselves will have a system of punishment that will entail more games being suspended for dragging his soon-to-be wife out of an elevator as she was unconscious, which means she probably got hit by him to become unconscious. I don't know, because I think that would have happened by now, because for the fact that he was allowed to practice with the team up until the regular season or whatnot, and then he's suspended for 2 games, if they were going to do that, they would have did it by now. They would have did it instantly, I believe, right after the NFL made their decision. And that's why I really also have a question about this as far as how it looks, that it's kind of okay. And that, I don't understand it, you know. So what are your thoughts? I'm going to take a second here. Bear with me. I had to talk to one of the Facebook groups that I'm a member of where there's a lot of women there, and I really expected them to really weigh in on this particular subject and hadn't heard from them yet, so I directly had to hit them up. The number to call in, if you are a listener and you have a mindset to want to throw in your 2 cents, 646-652-4479. Don't be afraid. This is a subject that needs to be talked about. If you're a woman, if you're a guy, what are your thoughts? Did Ray Rice get what he deserved? Could more have been done? You know, does it matter what else was on that video to make the commissioner of the NFL just suspend him for 2 games? You know, what is it? There has to be something there to that. But I don't really think it matters. I think that enough was damaging as far as the brand goes to make an example of Mr. Rice, you know, 4 games at least, but 2 games, I just thought that was ridiculous. What should happen is it was just going to be 2 games. He can't practice. You see what I'm saying? He can't be with his teammates. His teammates should have been able to applaud him like he did something good. Fans there applauding them, giving them standing ovation. I thought that was just ridiculous. You know, this man drugged somebody around like Fred Flintstone does Wilmer. Y'all remember the Flintstones? I don't think that's cool. That's just me, though. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe, and again, you know what? One of the things I did post, I was like, well, does it even matter? Does it matter that people just slap around women all the time? Obviously, this is important to me because I think it's important. I don't see how you avoid it. But, again, maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe I should end this particular show early because there's a lot of women out there who maybe they're just happy with what they got. You know, if they're in a situation, I don't know. But it seems to me that this should take a more of a forefront. And because, like I said, you have different industries where they're involved with people who are in the limelight, and seemingly they get away with a lot of stuff. And you have situations where when things are prolonged, bad things really start happening after that. You see what I'm saying? And it's just sometimes a matter of, why do we have to wait till TMZ? Why do we have to wait till, you know, these news organizations or whatever put stuff out there? I just had someone respond, their husbands won't let them talk. Oh, that's not funny, but it is possible, you know, and that's the scary thing about it, and that's the one reason I did want to do this particular subject matter, because I wanted to see what kind of thoughts and figures are out there in regards to this. It's a big deal. I got 15 minutes left in this show. I can extend this show if I get a few callers. I'm just giving a few just hinted viewpoints. I don't want to get too deep until I actually get some feedback from some people. So 646-652-4479, if you're listening, call in. If you're a man, you're a woman, call in. You know, you if you know someone who's going through something, you know, you gotta talk about these things. You see what I'm saying? You got to let people know that there is an alternative. You got to let people know that people are thinking about them and want them to be in a better position than they are. If that's the case, But just talking about in general, at least puts it out there to where more people figure out, you know what, I do have a choice, because there's a billion people out there, and somebody don't want to hit me. Because there's men out there getting abused, too. That's what, like I said, that's my point. It goes both ways, and that's the reason I did this particular subject, because a lot of people are remiss with this standing rule about not hitting somebody, you know, but it goes, there's guys out there getting abused because they feel that they can't protect themselves, and that ain't cool. It just isn't. And then you have the women complaining that there ain't enough men in the world. So you got the ones who borderline almost want to get hit, basically to prove manhood, which is ridiculous, right? And then you have the other side of it to where, you know what, they don't need to be getting hit, but they feel that they can change somebody and all that kind of good jibber-jabber. No, that just gets dangerous. So what do you think? 646, what's my number? 646-652-4479. I don't see anybody in the chat room thus far. But I do know people are on the Atlanta Hawks Nation, one of my favorite places. I've been part of that little Facebook group for a minute, and there should be a few people calling in. There's a lot of ladies, and I'm going to call them all out. I'm going to call them out, and I'm going to hurt some feelings. I'm like, what's the deal? All y'all women are in this room, you know, what's really going on? You know, y'all are y'all sports fans or not? Because this is a sports show. Talking about Ray Rice and the NFL and the Baltimore Ravens, and I don't have anybody calling in. This is an NBA show tonight talking about, goodness, LeBron James slapping around his wife. I bet we have everybody calling in. Is that what it is? Nobody knows who Ray Rice is? That's kind of sad. 646-652-4479. I'm going to go ahead and stay on the air rather than take a break. I'm going to see if I can dig up some people here. I invited quite a few people, and I'm going to ask them, and I'm going to do it all day tomorrow, basically saying, okay, so what people are they afraid talking about domestic violence? Are they only allowed to watch it on the news? Or like my man Matt says, you know, maybe their husbands or their wives won't let them talk about the subject. I just think that's just, I think there's a flawed sensibility in that. But it's possible. It really is possible. 646-652-4479. In other sports news, Falcons training camp looks like it's been going pretty smooth. We haven't had any devastating injuries yet. And I don't believe in jinxing, so I don't care. Basketball, you got Kyle Korver and also Paul Millsap on Team USA. I saw a little bit of clips of them running around. That was pretty cool. The Braves are doing their best to keep themselves up there near the top. I'm still hoping that they make some kind of a move. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. We'll see what happens with them. But I'm excited about the Atlanta sports teams. I think they got a pretty good next half decade coming up. Let's see. What else is going on there in the sports world? I hear Tim Ronaldo is going to start working with Lil Wayne. I think that's ridiculous. And let's see, what else is going on in the sports world? There's a few other things I can't remember because I was talking about really this, and I'm being forced to talk about sports now. Didn't really want to do that tonight. So what I am going to do now, I got 10 minutes left in this particular show. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to see if anybody is going to call in. And now this time I did do a show promo early this morning, starting off to let people know I was doing this show. Did specific invites to people, okay? So I am going to, like I said, I'm going to get on some people because I did expect to hear from a lot of people tonight, especially women. I targeted primarily women. I didn't care about the guys. I cared about the guys, right? But the women should have had a say-so in this particular show. This was their show to rein in on. So maybe, again, that tells me that I don't need to go to Atlanta anytime soon because most of these ladies are in the A. And if they're not calling in to talk about this subject, that just makes me scared. I ain't going to lie. So that being said, 646-652-4479. Now I'm going to take a little break. If you call in, I'll talk to you. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I let me prove it? Whoa, let me step back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet. But definitely not Wyatt. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West. Not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my weapon of choice. Please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television. To end the 1079. Get the agency late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTELLEGT. Hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwell. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for record to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I have the microphone in my hand right now. It is time for me to show you how I get down. Been a long time coming, much anticipated. 10 years in the making, very complicated. For all of you who are listening to this particular track, out of live radio MP3, play it back. In regards to my intro, if you ask who this be, 1994 grad, Kendrick Cherokee. If you need more specifics, then wait until it's over. Better yet, buy it, read the album cover. Either way, I believe you will be satisfied with what I say. My lyrics different, this I cannot lie. I have the opportunity to get into this game. Now press rewind a couple of times so you don't forget my name. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Number to call in, 646-652-4479. I love timing because on my clock I can match up everything by the second if I want to. My great buffer song, Competition, I need to get back into the studio one of these days when I get some time, re-record all my stuff. That'd be cool. Well, tonight talking about domestic violence, Ray Rice, the NFL commissioner, Paul Tagliabue. And what his decision was in regards to, basically, for me, saying it's okay to hit people. You're only going to lose two games. You're only going to lose a few $100,000. Just beat whoever you want to. That's what it comes down to. And I just really wanted to hear some women's perspectives on this particular matter and subject. Whether or not you're a sports fan or not, you saw it on the news. You've seen the video. That should have gotten everybody in an uproar. And it kind of did, but then it didn't because, again, you go see Ray Rice go to the practice field, and everybody's clapping and hooting and hollering, and, hey, Ray, you're the greatest. like he's Sugar Ray Leonard or somebody. I don't think it's cool, but I guess it's what the society that we live in now, you know. And I go back to the Chris Brown Rihanna situation. There's people borderline wanting to marry Chris Brown. Get Rihanna out of there. He didn't like her, so he beat her up. That's actions speak louder than words. That's pretty much what it was, right? Tell me different. I dare you. 646-652-4479. I don't think it's okay for a man to beat women incessantly and put them in bad positions and all these incidences you see on the news, you see on cops and all these other 48 hours and stuff like that of instances where, you know, again, it's just sad that there's women out there who feel that they can't get out of something and they feel trapped. And they lose things because of that, and that's not cool. And you got other women who just don't know until it's too late. Because sometimes, again, some guys are okay at first, and then all of a sudden they do go crazy. And then that's the decision where, okay, are you going to leave now, or are you going to make that decision and try to stay and try to change somebody? It doesn't work like that, you know. And then on the flip side, again, women just don't need to just be hitting men just because they can. That ain't smart, because you got a lot of crazy men out here who will just shoot you and be done with it. Why use your life just because you want to try to act tough? That's what it comes down to sometimes, right? Look at some of these women today. Look at what's on the news and TV. They think they can do anything sometimes, and they ain't right. They ain't respectful, you know? And a man will protect himself. He sometimes has to, okay? So there's a lot of different pendulums that could be swinging in different directions, and I wanted to talk about that tonight. Doesn't look like it's going to happen, so I'm going to let my last 2 minutes run out. I'll give somebody 30 seconds to call in and we'll have a nice conversation. I'll give you 10-15 minutes if you really have some good stuff to put in. In the meantime, I don't even know if I want to talk about domestic violence after this particular show. I'm really disappointed. Don't know what to say about it, but it is what it is. Now, I have to almost kind of take that this is the essence of what it is in the world to, you know, accept stuff like this. I don't accept it. Maybe I need to move to another country. I'm really actually kind of disappointed. I won't even lie. But I really figured that there would be a lot of women who would want to weigh in on this particular matter, just from what was on the news. I can say you don't have to be a sports fan, but you've seen certain clips all over the news for weeks. You've seen the video. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Maybe I should have Jay-Z and Solange, but that news story is old, right? This is happening. Anyway, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Thanks for those few who might have actually did listen. I do appreciate it, as always. I'm going to find out who it is in a second. For those who I did invite, I really wished you had called in because I really would wanted a woman's perspective on this particular matter. But you never know. Maybe next time. Next show will happen in 3 or 4 days. I will let you all know. Until then, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and I am out of here.
Thank you.